Om Shanti. 19th December 2018, Wednesday. The blessing is, may you have happiness in your mind and chase away all illnesses and become ever healthy. It is said, when your mind is happy, the world is happy. Whereas, from an illness of the mind, your whole body becomes pale. If your mind is well, you will not then feel any illness of the body. Even if your body is not well, your mind is healthy because you have the very good nourishment of happiness. This nourishment chases away illness and makes you forget it. So when your mind is happy, the world is happy and your life is happy, and this is why you are ever healthy. So Baba has touched upon a very important point regarding health. Health and happiness. Health and happiness. Physical health and happiness. How these two things are connected to each other. For example, if somebody is healthy but yet unhappy, probably after some time the psychic state, psychological state, gradually affects the body. What is happening in the mind is manifested in the body. And as we all know, most of the diseases are psychosomatic. Soma means body. So their origin is from the mind. Mind, as it is divided into two planes, conscious and subconscious. So what is hidden in the subconscious mind, gradually that starts getting manifested on the surface. And if there are thoughts of disease, illness, if there are thoughts of negativity, hatred, jealousy, all those things gradually are seen as diseases on the surface. So that's why psychologists say that most of the diseases are psychosomatic. So Baba is saying, even if the body is ill and in the mind is happy, you will not feel that illness. Even if somebody is suffering, but mind is at a very higher plane of happiness, the happiness itself is nourishment. This Baba has quoted many times. Happiness is the greatest nourishment. Happiness is the greatest treasure. It is the greatest vitamin. It is the greatest protein drink, energy drink. So if you analyze and if you see people who are suffering physically, we will find that somewhere in their minds they are unhappy. And we see, on the other hand, there are people who are suffering physically some intractable disease, some incurable illness, but their mind is very happy. In the hospital we had one sister, a young Brahma Kumari sister, who met with an accident, and after the accident there was a cervical cord injury, and after the accident she became quadriplegic, means both her upper limb and lower limbs paralyzed. So she can't move even her one finger on her own, just like that. Her Laukik sister is there. She takes care of her, and She is below 30, I think. And she was very enthusiastic for service. But after this accident, now she can't move. And this is a permanent damage. Both limbs, both hands. She is bedridden. If you want to make her get up and sit on chair, it takes 3-4 people to mobilize her. So such a bitter or gross karmic account. But one thing we have seen always, that she was never depressed. A young female, a young Brahma Kumari sister, and who has met with such an accident, and now she knows that the whole life she can't walk. Even to feed her, some person is needed. But one thing, as I was saying, in spite of such a karmic account, she is very stable. Whenever we saw them, or many times she got admitted. Many times she was admitted in different hospitals here and there for physiotherapy and for rehabilitation. But her strength of the mind, her courage, her happiness was unflinching. She was not at all depressed. She was not at all affected or influenced, at least on the surface. Because she said she has accepted this situation as per the drama, and her happiness doesn't depend on this condition. So in spite of having such a strict karmic account, she maintained her level of happiness. So no matter what is happening on the surface, even if the body is suffering, her mind is happy. This is the example, a latest example I'll say, where one can remain stable in the face of such gross, heavy, strict, ruthless karmic account. So it is happiness and body. They are interrelated. A person who is depressed, even though he is not having any disease, will invite diseases. Or even if he is having a small disease, that will be blown out of all proportions. Small fever, and then by continuous negative thoughts, the disease increases. It is the thoughts and disease, so much interrelated to each other. And in the medical practices, more than half of the diseases are all mind generated. Person has created those diseases by his continuous negative thinking, by stress, by tension. We call it type A personality. There are two type of personalities, type A and type B. Type A means irritable. Type A means who are angry, peevish, who gets upset very fast, gets depressed very fast, mood off, swings, emotional lability, lot of things. So these are type A personalities. They suffer a lot. In contrast, type B personalities are calm, quiet, serene, very stable. These are the second type of personality. Again, then there are pessimistic and optimistic. Pessimism is darkness that drowns the soul. Earlier, for depression, they used to use the word melancholia. Melancholia means a very chronic stage of sadness. You can't even say a person is depressed, but is not interested in things. Complete loss of interest in life. Anhedonia. He is not interested in doing anything. So this stage of depression, this stage of loss of happiness, invites all the diseases. even the immunity power of the person reduces with the level of depression or unhappiness. And we have seen that those people, those patients who don't get relief anywhere, they will come to you with a weak file and they have done everything, all tests are done and they have multiple problems, but all year their reports are normal. And they go to a new doctor with the hope that something will come. But every time they do a new test and when it is found to be normal, they get depressed all the more. They have met all the experts and they have shown to all the doctors. But because the disease is not in the body, the disease is in the mind. Their mind is suffering. The mind is depressed. The mind is sorrowful. The mind, you know, there is something known as in psychiatry, grief reaction. For example, recently one patient was admitted. One son died in the hospital a few years back. Another son committed suicide. And now this man is having multiple problems. Any death in the family, any illness of the near and dear one, leads some amount of depression. And this is very much true even of the Brahmin souls who understand the immortality of the souls. But then still, the attachment that leads to grief reaction. So, stage of grief, stage of unhappiness, stage of depression, stage of sorrow, crying, you know. Some of the souls are automatic crying machines. You know, automatic crying machines. Just an event and stimulus is needed. And they start crying. So, the principle of health is not just physical. It is mental and it is social. WHO has given this definition of health. WHO, the 1948 chapter meeting, health is not just the, is a complete stage of well-being of the person, physically, mentally and socially, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Many people had come together in 1983 and they suggested to add spiritual word also, spiritual health. But ultimately, WHO said no. You can add that in your respective countries, but the definition still remains the same. Spiritual component is yet not added in that. It is the physical, mental and the social well-being of the person and not merely absence of disease or infirmity. But the complete well-being. So it is not just the physical component. A strong mental component is there. And strong social component is there. But this is still the incomplete definition. The most important component is spiritual. For example, person is physically healthy. Person doesn't have any stress, tensions of life. Socially is very good. But still there is a vacuum. Still, because unless and until soul gets super sensuous bliss, soul remains incomplete. The thirst of the soul is to meet God. The thirst of the soul is union with the divine. Unless and until one hears those whispers from beyond. Whispers from beyond, the journey doesn't complete. Unless and until the search of the divine, the search of the miraculous starts, the journey doesn't complete. No matter what one is having a very good body, a very good mental stage, very calm, relaxed, and social conditions are very good. Outside he is affluent, outside he doesn't lack anything. Everybody respects him. But are they really happy? For example, just to pick up any person from the, any actor from the films, they have got a lot of fame, name, glory and everything. But are they really happy? Most of them, you will see, they have a disturbed married life. Most of them. On the outside, they are very good. Even the greatest of the singers, I will not name, but one singer I know, who is the greatest of all the singers, Hindi singers. It is said that about him, that he was mad after money. In the sense, the moment he sings, he would keep on calling 100 times to ask about money. What happened? What happened? What happened? He is one of the greatest of all the Hindi singers till now. Old singer. But he was restless. That is also one of the features of his personality. So there are people who have got everything. But yet there is an inner restlessness. And that doesn't allow them to remain happy. And if a patient comes who is not getting relief with any medications, and he has shown to the best of the doctors, probably, and more often than not, the disease is not physical. It is arising from the bed of subconscious mind. There are hidden feelings, hidden emotions, suppressed thoughts, suppressed emotions, some anger, some jealousy, some thing of the childhood. Some trauma, emotional trauma, childhood trauma. For example, there is a boy and when he goes to school, he is bullied by everyone. Everybody makes fun of him, everybody laughs at him. The same boy grows up and he has a sort of fear. He is coward, though the reason is not clear, but he is coward. He fears things. In the similar manner, there is a child and he is emotionally traumatized or sensually traumatized in his childhood. When he grows up, he has that particular fear. There are a lot of studies like that, that there were females who were physically assaulted in their childhood. And when they got married, they had a hatred for males. They could not even accept their husbands because of that abuse, childhood abuse that happened. So, and they kept on suffering from some or other problem. For example, there is a child, another example, and in his family, everybody tells him that you are fool, you are fool, you don't know anything, look at your sister, look at your brother. There is always a comparison. So he is not a healthy child. Or there is a child who is always told, why you can't become like your sister? Why you can't become like your brother? And nobody recognizes his hidden talent. So such a child, when he grows up, he becomes abnormal physically. Not physically, but mentally. There are a lot of complexes in the mind. Deep complexes. Very, very intricate, complicated personalities. And most of the things, most of the personalities who are there in the world, if you find out why they are like that, the answer is in their childhood. Why a person becomes like Hitler? Why a person becomes Mussolini? Why a person becomes Genghis Khan? You know Genghis Khan? If you would go to one village, he would burn thousands of huts to announce that I am coming. And he would kill thousands and thousands of children. These are the people who were dictators and who killed millions. Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, Idi. So why? If you see their childhood, it was very traumatic. Just for example, I gave the example of Genghis Khan. His mother was killed, his father was killed in front of his eyes. And he has seen all that trauma And he went on then to take revenge and he became one of the worst dictator or one of the worst crusader who decided to conquer the world. So whatever we are, we need to trust the seed is in childhood. That's why in psychiatry or in medical profession there is something known as hypnotic regression, because some of the seed is in the previous birth. Some of the events that are happening to us have got bearing deep, far, far in some of the previous births. So this can be used as a therapy. So if one wants to become healthy, the mind has to become healthy. In the recent Murli, Baba said, if you are sick, take treatment and become healthy. If you are sick, take treatment and become healthy. But first one must realize that I am not healthy. I am sick. I am suffering from some mental complexes. Some deep, intricate feelings. Why suddenly a jealousy arises? When I know that jealousy is not good, but still jealousy arises. When I know that inferiority complex is not good, but every time it arises. Why I know that I should not self-victimize myself, but every time I self-victimize. I know that when others criticize, one has to remain stable. But just imagine, 10 people criticize, all of a sudden. The first reaction is one becomes depressed. Though on the surface, he might play blame game, but inside he gets depressed. So our happiness is not at all in our control. It is totally dependent on others, their behavior. If they behave nicely, I am happy. If they speak nicely, I am happy. The moment there is something wrong, my happiness is stolen. The moment they behave wrong, my happiness is gone. Absolute parasitic existence. So, all these complexes are so deep. Though the person, we see that he is looking very happy, but he is not happy at all. There is a deep unhappiness within. So, searching our own mind, going into one's childhood and trying to find out why such thing happens. Why suddenly I cry? Why suddenly I get depressed? Why there are so much mood swings? All the reasons are hidden in the subconscious mind. And unless and until mind is healthy, mind gets rid of all of these complexes, body will never remain healthy. Something or other will keep on happening, and even if the slightest problem, it will be magnified out of all proportions and person will suffer. So all the journey is within, all the work is to be done within, all the soul searching, self-accounting, self-analysis, self-checking. You know, in psychology they say STAR. These are the four principles they teach in STAR. STAR means stop, think, act and review. This is known as STAR. Whatever you do, this self-checking should go on. Stop, wait, stop, think, where I am wrong, what has gone wrong, then act, and after action again review whether I have done everything right or not. So this is known as STAR principle. So physical health, mental health, everything depends on the inner happiness. So that's why Baba says, happiness is the greatest nourishment, happiness is the greatest treasure. Don't give up happiness. Give up service, give up seva, but don't give up happiness. Because happiness is your intrinsic, internal treasure. And that should remain highly protected. No thief should come and steal it away. So, self-checking. Okay, Om Shanti.